All right, what's good? What's going down in Jesus' name on this another snowy, slushy, icy, just nasty out there. But God is still good, isn't he? I want to read for you in our 365-day challenge. We've been in the Word of God, reading through the Word of God since November 18th. 2023, and we're going all the way to November 17th, 2024, because, and in that course of that time, we believe we have read the whole Bible, and we just believe that God is going to bless us, you indeed. Sometimes it's good just to read in the Word of God. Go by Sheko Baha. And you may not understand everything that you're reading, but if you start reading, then God will open up the eyes of your understanding, that you may behold wondrous things out of his law. For the entrance of his word giveth light, and giveth understanding unto the simple. Let me read some for you real quick. It says, but of the day that the hour cometh, no man know, not the angels were in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And this is Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Take heed and watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave the authority to his servants, and every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch, and watch ye therefore, for you know not when your master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning. And as he cometh suddenly, he find you sleeping, and watch, I say unto you all, watch. I give you a watching spirit right now to watch for the coming of the Son of Man. Watch for the coming of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he is coming back. And more that you need to gain confidence in the fact that he's coming back. Sometimes people in the name of Jesus, they lose confidence and don't believe that the Lord is coming back. They believe that this life is it. They believe that all that they see right now is it. But the devil is a lie, and the truth is not in him. Watch. Rabba dokoba. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't dokoba. So I begin to go back to your old lifestyle. Don't say it's nothing to this Christian walk. Don't say it's, it doesn't have a reward. Right now, you don't want to be found sleeping when the Lord comes back. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for us all that we have a watching spirit, that we watch for the coming of the Son of Man, that we watch for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we watch and pray right now, and that we love not the world, and not of the things that are in the world, but all that are in the world are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And so we pray right now in Jesus' name. Go Seba. Now, let me read for you Mark chapter 14. Glory to God. We're going to do about maybe 14 scriptures. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of the unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft, put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest it be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it had been sold for 300 pence, and had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her, against the woman that was anointing Jesus. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She have wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, you may do the good to them. Do them good. But me you have not always. She have done that which she could, and she is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. I verily, as Jesus already knows, going to die. She's anointing Jesus' body for the burial. Verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Jesus and Judas Iscariot, of one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And they heard it, and they were glad, and promised to give him money. For he saw how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Whereas wilt thou we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, Go ye into the city. There shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And whatsoever ye shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, The master said, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared there and for us. And his disciples went forth and came to the city and found as he had said unto them. And they made ready the Passover. Glory to God. God bless you for the reading of the word of God. My God in here, it is an awesome thing. Now I'm going to read for you Leviticus chapter 15. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man have a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean, and there be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped for his issue, it is uncleanness. Every bed wherein he lieth that have the issue is unclean, and everything wherein the sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth his bed shall be washed his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean into evening. And he that sitteth on anything wherein he sat, he that hath the issue, shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean into the evening. And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue, shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And what saddle soever he rideth upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth anything that was under him and shall be unclean until the evening. He that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever he toucheth hath the issue, have not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessels of earth that toucheth which have the issue shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he have an issue, is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in the running water, and shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take him 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them to the priest. And the priest shall offer them, and the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue. And if any man see the compulsion go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh and water, and be unclean until the evening. And every garment, and every skin, and wherever on the seed of compulsion shall be washed with the water, be unclean until the evening. And the woman also with whom shall lie with seed of compulsion, they shall both bathe themselves in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening. And every thing that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean, and everything also that she sit upon shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever toucheth anything that she sat upon and wash his clothes, bathe himself in water, be unclean until the evening. And if it be on her bed or anything wherein she sitteth, wherein she toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and the bed wherein he lieth shall be unclean. If any woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of separation, she shall be unclean. And every bed wherein she lieth, all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. Whatsoever she sit upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until evening. And if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number herself in 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the eighth day she shall take unto her 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them into the priest, into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness. And thus shall she be separate, the children of Israel, from their uncleanness, and they die not in their uncleanness when they defile by tabernacle that is among them. This is a law of him that have an issue, of him whose seed go from him and is defiled thereof, and of her that is sick of her flowers, of him that have an issue, of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. All those laws in Leviticus of separation and uncleanness, of being on your ministration, or a man having things going on in his body. Aren't you so glad that we're not under law? That's what the woman with the issue of blood realized when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that Jesus didn't come by law, but he came by grace and truth. And because of grace and truth, the woman that was considered unclean became clean and whole from her issues. The problem is the church doesn't want to touch the unclean thing. They don't preach on the unclean thing. They don't want to touch the unclean thing. And that's why people come to church unclean and leave unclean. But if we can learn how to just let the people touch the hem on the garment of Jesus, they can be clean also. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you don't have to be ashamed of your issues. But you can be made whole. You be clean in Jesus' name. God bless you and keep you for the reading and the hearing of God's word.